Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Exodus 23, verse 27 to chapter 24, verse 13. Exodus 23, verse 27 to chapter 24, verse 13. Then King Balak said to Balaam, "Come, I will take you to one more place. Perhaps it will please God to let you curse them from there." So Balak took Balaam to the top of Mount Peor, overlooking the waste land. Balaam again told Balak, "Build me 7 altars and prepare 7 young bulls and 7 rams for me to sacrifice." So Balak did as Balaam ordered and offered a young bull and a ram on each altar. By now Balaam realized that the Lord was determined to bless Israel. So he did not resort to divination as before. Instead, he turned and looked out toward the wilderness, where he saw the people of Israel camped, tribe by tribe. Then the Spirit of God came upon him, and this is the message he delivered. This is the message of Balaam, son of Beor, the message of the man whose eyes see clearly, the message of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who bows down with eyes wide open. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob! How lovely are your homes, O Israel! They spread before me like palm groves, like gardens by the riverside. They are like tall trees planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from their buckets. Their offspring have all they need. Their king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. For them, he is as strong as a wild ox. He devours all the nations that oppose him, breaking their bones in pieces, shooting them with arrows. Like a lion, Israel crouches and lies down, like a lioness who dares to arouse her. Blessed is everyone who blesses you, O Israel, and cursed is everyone who curses you. King Balak flew into a rage against Balaam. He angrily clapped his hands and shouted, "I called you to curse my enemies. Instead, you have blessed them 3 times. Now get out of here. Go back home. I promised to reward you richly, but the Lord has kept you from your reward." Balaam told Balak, "Don't you remember what I told your messengers? I said, even if Balak were to give me his palace filled with silver and gold, I would be powerless to do anything against the will of the Lord. I told you that I could say only what the Lord says." My theme for reflection is the irrevocable blessings of God. The irrevocable blessings of God. In Exodus 23:27-24, verse 13, we observe the culmination of a divine drama between human ambition and divine decree, portrayed through the interactions between King Balak and the prophet Balaam. As the story unfolds, Balak is determined to undermine Israel's divine protection by commissioning Balaam to curse them. However, what emerges is a powerful narrative about the steadfastness of God's blessings. Despite Balak's persistent efforts and the shifting physical landscapes from which he hoped to change God's perspective, the story reaches its climax with Balaam's proclamation of Israel's blessed state. As they stand on Mount Peor, overlooking the vast wilderness, the scene is set not for denunciation, but for blessing. It is here that Balaam, overtaken by the Spirit of God, delivers his 3rd and final message, an irrevocable affirmation of blessing over Israel. Balaam's vision is vivid and lush. He sees Israel not as a mere collection of tribes, but as a flourishing entity, robust and vibrant. He describes them as gardens by the riverside, and like tall trees planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters, images brimming with vitality and growth. This lush imagery underlines not only the physical prosperity that awaits Israel, but also their spiritual and communal strength, rooted deeply in divine provision. My dear friends, this story is not just about the blessing of a nation. It teaches us about the limits of human efforts when they clash with God's divine plans. Balak's reaction, marked by anger and frustration after his plans failed, reminds us that we cannot overturn what God has decreed. Now consider this. Have you ever found yourself working against someone receiving the blessings God has intended for them? This narrative encourages us to recognize that blessings decreed by God cannot be reversed by human actions. It assures us that the blessed are like thriving entities, strong and full of life, and that God will transform any malice directed at his children into blessings. Let this be a lesson to us about the power of divine will and our call to align with it rather than oppose it. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are we like Balaam, acknowledging and proclaiming God's favor despite external pressures and temptations? Number two, do we find ourselves like Balak in opposition to God's will, attempting to bend divine intention to our own purposes? Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your sovereign power and the richness of your blessings. You are a God who blesses your people abundantly, providing for them like rivers that nourish mighty trees and gardens. Help us to see our lives and circumstances through the lens of your providential care, trusting that you have destined us for growth and vitality. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.